You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Monday's local report of news from the Real Nyack Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy overnight, low temperatures in the lower 60s, continued muggy with a chance of rain. On Tuesday, continued cloudy, then becoming partly sunny later in the afternoon, little cooler with the high temperatures in the upper 70s. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Topping Monday's local news, there was no update from the police today on that man found down unresponsive on Niagara Avenue that we told you about first here on Thursday. Police said when they arrived on the scene, the man had no pulse and was laying in the road. First responders were able to regain a heartbeat after applying life-saving measures, and that victim was then rushed to an area hospital and was last reported in very critical condition. City detectives were probing the cause of that incident, but so far have not released any further information. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main Street in the Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really care about you. They treat you like a somebody and not like a number on a giant corporate drugstore. Check out the difference for yourself or call them for free home delivery at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? Then you need Chris Moore. He's the repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call, plus parts and labor, with 44 years' experience, and take care of your problem. And to get him there, it's that one phone call, 523-5911. It's a good idea to put that number in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. But when you do, you'll want the number handy. 523-5911. In other local news, Lockport police and firefighters raced to the scene of a reported collision on Monday morning between a vehicle and an ambulance. It happened on Main Street in Lockport. Unknown injuries reported there and no other details were immediately released on that crash. A collision on the I-190 over the holiday weekend took the life of one of the drivers. State police said 19-year-old Tamin Akbari was driving the vehicle that slammed into the back of an SUV that was slowing down in traffic. Akbari died of his injuries. Several people in both vehicles, including children, were also rushed to area hospitals with reported both minor and serious injuries from that crash. A garage fire yesterday in the 4200 block of Creek Road sent Lewiston volunteers to the scene to extinguish that fire. And Lockport firemen responded to 178 Niagara Street yesterday for a stove fire. Firemen said that fire was out on arrival and there were no injuries reported in connection with that blaze. Firefighters kept busy over the holiday weekend. Early this morning, firefighters were called out to the 400 block of 20th Street, where a fire was reported in a vacant structure. It took smoke eaters about an hour to knock down the flames. At first, they were told there may have been someone trapped on a second floor, but after checking the building, no one was found inside. Earlier in the day, authorities tell us that a squatter was dispersed from the building that was severely damaged in the fire. On the 4th of July, a man working on a boat in Tonawanda Island was injured when that boat burst into flames. When firemen arrived on the scene, the fire was reportedly out, but the injured man was taken by ambulance to an area hospital to be treated for undisclosed burns. A couple of utility poles toppled over on the 4th of July on Zito Drive in the Falls. And after the first pole fell, the second pole on the line was pulled down by the force. Transformer on one of the poles then burst into flames. City firemen were able to put out the fire before it spread to any nearby apartments, and no injuries were reported. Power crews were called out to restore the power, which was reported out due to the fire, in parts of Niagara Falls, the town of Niagara, and the town of Wheatfield. In the 2200 block of LaSalle Avenue on the 4th, a fire that originated in some brush reportedly spread to an area garage. That garage was destroyed by the flames, but there were no injuries reported there. Also on the 4th of July, the Niagara County Communications Center received the report of a man who had sustained severe injuries handling fireworks. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the fireworks exploded in his hand and also burned his chest and abdomen. Deputies on the scene assisted EMS personnel with applying a tourniquet and giving first aid to the victim, identified as 38-year-old Stephen Ames of Lockport. That accident happened at 4978 Tonawanda Creek Road in Pendleton, and Ames was rushed to ECMC for treatment and reportedly is continuing to recover from his injuries today. Niagara County Sheriff Michael Filicetti has announced the arrest of 53-year-old James Matalucci of Lindenhart, New York, on one count of possession of a forged instrument, a Class C felony, identity theft and forgery, and attempted grand larceny. Authorities said he was arrested by the Niagara County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Bureau after attempting to withdraw money from the Cornerstone Community Federal Credit Union. Authorities say he tried to withdraw money from an account that didn't belong to him. He was transported to the Niagara County Correctional Facility and was being held pending his arraignment on those charges. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Ride with Joe tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, if you need a ride to an area airport, including Toronto and Hamilton, Ride with Joe. Call him for your next ride at 716-525-3662. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, but you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net. And also for your convenience, when you put niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news first, and it's free, and it's here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.